It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Hello, everyone. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. It's a great pleasure to be with you, as always. By the way, you can get us on the internet. What is it? LarryKudlowShow.com. You can live stream us on the internet, LarryKudlowShow.com, all across the country, around the world, throughout the solar system. And during the week, the name of the show is Kudlow on Fox Business Network, FBN, Kudlow, 4 to 5 p.m. Please listen in. You'll love it. Great stuff. And if you can't get us at 4, I mean, if something happens to you, just text your favorite 9-year-old who will teach you how to DVR. It's not that hard. Even I can do it and have done it. So I'm a little spacey. We just got in from California last night, and it was a wonderful trip at the Reagan Library underneath that beautiful Air Force One setting. I don't know if you've ever seen it. If you haven't seen it, you ought to see it. It's absolutely fantastic. The Air Force One Pavilion, which is right next to the library, and it's quite a scene. And it was a wonderful night for me personally, and it was just a great night in general. I was honored by getting the William F. Buckley Prize for Leadership in Political Thought. So many great friends were there. I think they had about 400 people. It was just the most beautiful thing. I was honored, and I want to talk about it just a little bit. I want to talk about it in several ways. First of all, I want to talk about William F. Buckley, Bill Buckley, who was the founder and, of course, long-time editor of National Review magazine, the nation's leading conservative weekly magazine. Bill founded it in the 1950s. And, of course, you probably saw him and remember him for so many years on his program, Firing Line, which was tremendous. He had guests, you know, he had liberal guests, conservative guests, debates. I did it several times myself. Anyway, it was a great honor for me to get the William F. Buckley Prize. Great honor. Humbled by it. And I talked a bit about Bill. You know, many ways he was the father of modern conservatism after World War II and after all those years of left-wing, liberal, Keynesian, statist, central planning under FDR and Harry Truman. And even, I hate to say it, but Dwight Eisenhower. And, you know, Bill's, one of his mottos for the magazine National Review is, "We will stand athwart history and yell stop." And yell stop. And there's a lesson there. You know, he was, of course, he was a supply-sider. He was a tax cutter. He believed in limited government. He was a fierce anti-communist, fierce anti-communist. He was a great friend of Ronald Reagan. In fact, Bill Buckley's support for Ronald Reagan down through the years got Reagan through as governor of California and later as president. I was on the staff. I was an editor, senior editor, economics editor at National Review for a short period of time in the early mid-90s. And, of course, I worked for Ronald Reagan in his budget office in his first term. And then later on, I went back to Wall Street and became a broadcaster all those years on CNBC. And now I'm having the time of my life on Fox Business and also Fox News, the time of my life. And then I wound up working for President Trump as his National Economic Council advisor. But Bill Buckley, you know, Bill Buckley has taught us important lessons. Limited government, as I said, the importance of cutting taxes, deregulation, Bill Buckley was a friend of Milton Friedman's. Bill Buckley was a friend of Friedrich Hayek's. Bill Buckley was a first and foremost a believer in freedom. Freedom. You know, the left never talks about freedom, but conservatives talk about freedom. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Freedom. That was a Bill Buckley mainstay. That was the heart of it. That was the center of it. And those are lessons that are so important today as we watch the left, the progressives, the socialists in the Biden administration and the Democratic Congress once again try to take over this country with all their crazy ideas about central planning and government control of the economy and limiting free speech. You know, all this collusion between the White House and Google, Facebook and Twitter, what we can't say, what we cannot say, offices of disinformation. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. And the socialist experiment has failed so dismally. I mean, look, in just over a year, Biden has taken an economy that was prosperous and booming, V-shaped recovery coming out of the COVID pandemic, price stability, no inflation, basically. And in 12, 15 months, with all of his massive spending and taxing and regulating and virtually stopping fossil fuel production, jacking up prices, electricity, groceries. You know, we just got a report on Friday, yesterday, that the inflation continues to rise. Core embedded inflation continues to rise. This is what the Biden's done. They turned a non-inflationary boom into a high inflation bust recession in a year. And it's still going on. I mean, just in this year alone, they've spent $1.5 trillion. Prior to that, last year, they did that crazy bill in March of 21, which was $1.9 trillion. So they're not stopping. They won't stop. And William F. Buckley fought hard against government central planning. And, of course, he fought hard against Soviet communism. And Chinese communism, and North Korean communism, and so forth. But I want to go beyond that. A few things that I also said, and I'm indebted to my old pal, Catherine Jean Lopez from National Review, who wrote a beautiful, really a beautiful story about Thursday night's award dinner at the Reagan Library, the Buckley Award Dinner. It's called God and Man at the Reagan Library. I think she wrote it better than I said it, but she was writing about what I said. And I've loved Catherine Lopez for many years. So let me just read. About Buckley, I cherish those memories. I miss Bill Buckley. I miss him for his brilliance. I miss him for his conservative principles. I miss him for how he taught us how to be civil in discussions, civility in arguments with the other side. I mean, you can have a conversation and you can disagree politely and respectfully with someone. It's called civility. It's a lost art. You can use humor. Oftentimes, you can use self-deprecating humor. But the point is, as you argue for freedom, as you argue against socialism, as you argue for free markets, as you argue for free enterprise, you can do it without trashing the other side, without killing the other side, without slaughtering them, without insulting them. Civility, keeping our principles, keeping the principles espoused starting in the 1950s by William F. Buckley, including his fabulous book, God and Man at Yale. In fact, Catherine Lopez called this piece God and Man at the Reagan Library, and she was writing about me, and I'm indebted for this. I'm indebted. I'm humbled by this. I mean, this is a big deal for me because I adored and loved Bill Buckley. And I've always tried myself to emulate what Bill taught me about civil discourse. Not personal, not insulting, but be respectful, but stand by your arguments. Make the best arguments based on the best factoids. It's a lost art. Buckley showed us how to do it. Self-deprecating humor, you know? It works. And I learned that from him. And I am perfect. God knows. We're all sinners. You do live TV and live radio all these years I've been doing this. You're going to miss a few, and there's a few I'd like to have back. But on the whole, I've tried to emulate Bill Buckley. And last night I talked about Catholicism. Bill Buckley was a high church Catholic, a religious man. He was a religious man. And actually, when I was at National Review, a friend of mine, Sim Johnson, wonderful person, was actually teaching me Catholic catechisms. This was at that time, folks. I'm going to go longer here. So we'll still live with it, but just talking to my producer. But at that time, it was one of the worst times in my life, maybe the worst time in my life. I was suffering from alcohol and drug addiction. It was getting worse. I was trying to pull out, and I was looking for help. And I gradually came to faith. And Bill was a great supporter of that. Bill was obviously a strong, famous, as I say, high church Catholic. Bill Buckley wanted the Mass to be in Latin. It used to be in Latin. I don't speak Latin. But that was, I converted to Catholicism over 25 years ago. I've been sober 27 years, for what that's worth. To me, it's worth a lot. But with respect to Bill, one of the things that I learned, and I hope others who followed him learned, that religion, whatever religion, religion should be a part of our society and our life. And the Judeo-Christian heritage is part of really what we sometimes call the American idea. And the left today, the left, the progressives, the socialists, want to take religion out of our lives. And in doing so, they want to take the family out of our lives. Religion, family, these are the basic units of our society, of our country, of our freedom. And if we ever allow that to happen, I believe it will be the end of us. It will be the end of us. And this is something that William F. Buckley talked about quite a lot. Taking religion out of the schools. Taking parents out of the schools. Teaching crazy stuff about gender and sex and racism and rewriting American history and basic values. Look, basic good values come from religion. They come from the Bible. And it's part of the socialist quest to make the government God. In this country, our free country called America, we get our power and our rights and our freedom from God, Those are natural rights. And then the government works for us. The government doesn't run the country. We don't work for the government. We get our independence and our freedom from the Lord. That is our natural right. That is in the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty. We are endowed by our Creator with the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The socialists and the left want to break that up. They want to destroy that, and they cannot. And Bill Buckley was such a leader. He was so important, and he taught me that too. And I talked about that too two nights ago at the Buckley Awards dinner at the Reagan Library. Of course, I'm an economic supply sider. Of course, I believe in limited government. Of course, we have to fight the communists around the world today, in China, in North Korea, in Venezuela, in Cuba, of course. And those are Bill Buckley lessons. But he taught us about the importance of civility and humor in making our arguments. And he taught about the importance of God and religion in our schools, in our workplace, everywhere. And it had a tremendous impact on me. And I love the guy. And actually, after I left National Review, we became even closer friends. He and Pat Buckley, my saintly wife Judy, and I, dinners up in Connecticut with Bill in New York. He used to take my wife, my saintly wife of 35 years, he would take her over, put her on the bench and play piano duets. Piano duets was fabulous. I mean, he was an unbelievable piano player, but Judy held her own. He liked me, but he loved her. We miss him. The whole country misses William F. Buckley. The whole country misses his important conservative principles. And we need to rally around them today and think about his style of civility and humor. Anyway, I'm sorry to bore you with all this. It was a great night last Thursday. I was very honored to receive this prize. The folks at Fox came over, bought a big table, the high command, friends of mine. Gosh, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'll tell you what, today's a great day to be alive. I'm grateful for it. I love God. He has given me so many opportunities to serve presidents, magazines, radio, TV, Wall Street, my career.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.